USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to meet on Saturday with Ukraine refugees in Poland. Meanwhile, on Friday, the president doubled down on his assertion that Russian President Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
The single most important thing that we can do from the outset is keep the democracies united in our opposition and our effort to curtail the devastation that is occurring at the hands of a man who, quite frankly, I think is a war criminal.
Nearly 100 cities could break record high temperatures by the end of this weekend. Temperatures from California to Texas could be 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Folks in the desert southwest seeing highs in the mid to upper 90s. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
President Biden makes a big announcement on his overseas trip.
Early Friday morning, President Biden announced the United States and European leaders have created a task force focused on helping to cut the European Union's heavy reliance on Russian fossil fuels. The broad outline calls for the United States working with international partners to find another 15 billion cubic meters of liquid natural gas for Europe this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drinking coffee may actually benefit the heart, contrary to many concerns. Three different studies published this week show that drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day is associated with a 10 to 15% lower risk of heart disease or failure or early death for any reason. The study's senior author says while many people worry coffee could worsen heart issues since it can quicken the heart rate, the study's findings show it had either a neutral effect or was associated with heart health benefits. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says a subvariant of Omicron is becoming more prevalent in the United States.
Over time, it likely will be the dominant variant.
He said in some parts of the country, the BA.2 variant now accounts for over half of COVID cases. Fauci adding that immunity protection holds up against the subvariant.
It doesn't appear that it escapes immune protection any more or less than the original Omicron.
Teachers and students are heading back to the classrooms in Minneapolis.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Two people are dead in a North Texas helicopter crash. Rowett police announcing the second death Friday afternoon. The chopper went down Friday in a grassy area by several stores and started burning on impact. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.